Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author. I love geeking out at gardens and talking about gardens and going to gardens, and I love talking to gardening lovers. And so we have a great show for you today. If you missed the first hour, you can go ahead and check it out on iHeartRadio, Audio Boom, wherever you listen to podcasts. It will be playing there, but you can hear all of the show in entirety. You know, you can listen to it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon or at 10 o'clock in the morning when you wake up normally, and you can hear it anytime. So we do thank you for being here today. Let's hear from John Denver. I think he's coming in now. The dirty word of the day is guttation. Guttation, G-U-T-T-A-T-I-O-N. Have you ever seen those screensavers with the beautiful one little stem of a green plant and the leaf, and then a drop of water is hanging from the leaf? And in it's all kind of, you can see the world inside this little drop.
Yes.
Well, those drops of internal liquid that exude out of the tips or edges of leaves of some vascular plants is called guttation. Guttation. Ancient Latin gutta means a drop of fluid, whereas modern botany formed the word guttation to designate that a plant exudes drops of fluid onto the outer surface of the plant when the source of the fluid is inside the plant. At night, transpiration usually does not occur because most plants have their stomatas closed. When there is high soil moisture level, water will enter plant roots because the water potential of the roots is lower than in the soil solution. The water will accumulate in the plant, creating a slight root pressure. The root pressure forces some water to exude through the special leaf tip. Root pressure forces a force for this flow rather than transpirational pull. Guttation is most notable when transpiration is suppressed and the relative humidity is high, as during the night. Guttation fluid may contain a variety of organic and inorganic compounds, mainly sugars and potassium. On drying, a white crust remains on the leaf's surface. If high levels of nitrogen appear in the fluid, it could be a sign of fertilizer burn. Guttation droplets are consumed by numerous insects and is an important and highly reliable source of essential carbohydrates and proteins. Unlike nectar, guttation droplets are present in the ecosystem during the entire growing season. So guttation is our dirty word of the day. And if you see those beautiful photographs on Facebook and the screensavers, Microsoft, then you will know that that little drop of water is called guttation.
Yeah, whenever you go into your office or whatnot and you see it, you can sound really smart. And then whenever they ask, how do you know that's guttation? It will be like Teresa Watkins on the Better Lawns and Gardens show. And you can catch her at betterlawns.com and find out exactly the full definition.
There you go. That works for me. That works for me. And so this is the month of August. What can you be planting right now in August? These are your edibles. In North Florida, and let me just say, Ron, you're right. Cucumbers are not supposed to be planted right now. But Lizzie was complaining about her cucumbers, and I just said she needed to grow cucumbers next year. So you don't grow them now. But what can you be growing in North Florida where you are? Cottondale, eggplant, kale, peppers, endive, tomatoes, tomatillos, and tropical spinaches like Malabar spinach and Asian spinach and Korean spinach, all of those really great ones. You could also be planting mustard, and then you could start seeds of bush beans, lima beans, pole beans, carrots, cucumbers. Start your seeds of cucumbers, onions, bunching onions, squashes, and turnips. Central Florida, you could be doing sugar cane and tomatoes and tropical spinaches. Pineapple can still be grown right now here in Central Florida. And then also, those beans, bush, lima, pole beans, carrots, okra, onions, bunching onions, peas, southern peas, and squashes. Now, in South Florida, what can you be planting? This is all the way from Brevard County all the way down through Key West. Eggplant, peppers, sugarcane, tomatillos, tomatoes, tropical spinaches, amaranth, calabaza, papayas, and pineapples, Seminole pumpkins and sweet potatoes, okra, and pumpkins. Fall is coming up. Get your pumpkins started. That will be really great. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me 23680. Just a reminder, we have been getting enough rain. Hopefully you have a rain gauge and you can note in a journal. Garden journals are always so important for a notation on especially the weather. And I love reading the diaries and the garden journals, Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, their letters, where they talk about the weather. And right now, if you get an inch and a half of water, 2 inches a week, inch and a half to 2 inches of water a week, there is no reason to add supplemental irrigation to your landscape, okay? That 1 inch of water will go down 12 inches. Even in sandy soils, 1 inch of water will go down 12 inches. You want to create a really healthy root system. Push those roots down deeper. If you're watering often, you're going to have a short root system. And when you can't water or you go through a drought, we go through another drought like we did this spring, your lawn, your turf grass, your plants are going to be the first ones to die. So go ahead when we're getting this rainfall, 70% chance, 50 to 70% chance of every day in Florida next week. This is a time to wean your turf and your plants off of irrigation. It's Saturday morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. To Better Lawns and Gardens. We want to give a big shout out and hug to Howie in Peterson's Nursery over there in Lakeland. We just know they're listening there this morning. They have great workshops too, like Quality Green Specialist Nursery on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. And next week, Lizzie, I think it's what about hurricanes?
Hurricane and landscaping. Make sure it's a BYOC. And what does that mean? Bring your own chair.
There you go. And so big shout out to Howie. We miss you. So we're going to be coming by soon. All right. So Colette, also in Winter Haven, she asked me, she was very good about perfect text message. Yay, Colette. What about trimming big mulberry trees? You can always trim mulberry trees after you harvest the fruit. So if you've got a big old branch that's sticking out and there's no more fruit on it, you can go ahead and cut that off. So doing that now in midsummer to late fall is not a problem at all. Whenever you harvest the fruit off of it, you can cut it back. All right? That's a great question. Also, in Orlando, Captain Jack's dead bug root. So she has sod webworms. I think it's a she. Has sod webworms, tropical sod webworms. And they use Captain Jack's dead bug brew on it. And how soon can she use it again? One, if you read the label, it will tell you how long between second applications. The next thing, though, is that if you do it like within 3 weeks after you've applied it, then you can go ahead and reapply it again. Okay? But always read the label. They'll tell you exactly how long between applications, and that's really good. So Ron asked the question about cucumbers. You can start to plant seeds for cucumbers now. Would it be okay to do it late in the year? Yes. But he also asked, do they need a lot of sun, eastern or western? So I would say here in Florida, Ron, you always want to do morning sun, you know, midday sun. You want to keep your plants out of the heat of the afternoon in the western sun. So I would say eastern sun till about 2 o'clock, and then, you know, shade will be just fine. So great question, Ron. Thank you for listening there in Cottondale. And so Nancy in Merritt Island, she says, I love sitting outside in the morning and listening to the show. Good morning, Nancy. Thank you. However, I feel like a smorgasbord for no-see-ums. I'm in Merritt Island and near a couple of ponds, and I have a cat also, too. And she says, who sits with me in several plumeria right around my porch. Can you recommend anything for me? I was just outside for your first hour, and I'm covered in bites. Thank you for your show. Well, Nancy, thank you for putting up with the mosquitoes and listening to the show. I really appreciate that. Summit Responsible Solutions has a barrier spray, mosquito and pest barrier spray. Go ahead and spray that around your porch, and that will reduce your no-see-ums and your mosquitoes. Okay, so it's called a barrier spray, Summit Barrier Spray, for mosquitoes.
Yes, and they are a sponsor of our show. However, I purchased the products out of my own pocket situation, so they aren't sponsoring me using their product.
Right, or me.
And I love that mosquito barrier spray. Actually, I love all their products, but I have seen a huge decline in our mosquitoes on our property with that and the mosquito dunks and the bits.
So. Right. No, it's a great product, and it's something that everybody should be taking when they go camping. We still got to, you know, school, even though school's starting in a couple of weeks, there's still people out there camping. Summit products should be taken with you when you go to the cabin in North Carolina, Washington, up north. Anywhere, North Florida, wherever you go camping, you should be taking Summit products.
They've got good stuff. Just check out their website.
There is summitresponsiblesolutions.com. All right, it's 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680 like Ron, and you'll have a direct connection with Lizzie and I. We'll do that. So flowers, right now, what can you be planting? Well, I will tell you that trying to go to the nursery and buying plants during the summertime, during the dog days of August, a lot of nurseries do not bring in new plants. Why? Because, again, it's difficult to keep them alive and looking good during these type of hot, extremely hot days. But you can be planting them. And so, you know, your soils, always amending the soil of your entire garden bed is preferred. You do not need to amend a single hole. No need to do that. No single hole. Okay, even in a tree, do not amend a single hole. Let me explain to you why. Because when you put a tree or a plant in the ground, you're going to stimulate it growing because you're going to be cutting the roots. Okay, you're going to be stimulating those roots. You're going to be opening it up, putting it in the ground, and it's going to go through a little mini shock. Okay, they may not look so good the first couple of days because you've opened up that root system. You might have cut some roots opening it up. But then it's going to go into a growth spurt, and it's going to get out there. And if you have put good organic soil in there with the plant that's already in good soil, it's going to love it, and it's going to continue to grow. But with its next growth spurt, either with the springtime temperatures coming out of winter or with fertilizer applications, it's going to go through another growth spurt. It's going to possibly, if you're like most of Florida, hit sugar sand, that Myakka sand, that Astatula, that Tavari sand. Those are what those soils are called. And it's going to not like that. And it's not going to be in shock anymore. So it's literally, the roots are going to go back in and into that organic material that you've added. And it's going to love it. And it's going to use it all up without establishing itself in the sand. And it's going to be root bound. It's going to be girdled. What you do is you plant the tree or shrub in the ground. Do not amend a single hole. You can amend the entire garden bed. You know, use one bag of topsoil, one bag of compost, one bag of black cow manure for every 10 square feet of area. And when it goes through that shock, it's going to grow into the sugar sanded area. And it's not going to know what it's doing. And it's going to establish. It's not going to be a major problem for the tree or shrub. We always want to follow right plant, right place. So you don't want to plant trees and shrubs that need to have moist soils, mesic soils, hydric soils with sandy soils. You don't need plants that like soil, like moisture in sandy soils. But if it's in the right place, right plant, you do not need to amend a single hole. All right? That's just important to realize. You don't want to baby your plants.
Right.
You know, you don't make them, you know, stand up for themselves and grow correctly. You know, I would prefer to amend the entire bed, the entire yard. But if that's not possible, go ahead and buy plants that can handle the conditions of your soil. So you want to know the pH. Get a soil pH test kit. Before you fertilize, always test your soil. You can send it to your extension office. You can send it up to the university and get a pH test.
Quality Green Specialist Dana does that also.
Quality Green Specialist Nursery will do it for you also too as well and let you know the pH. And that's going to be important. So flowers right now that can take the heat, angelonias and even begonias, but you want to plant your begonias in the shade, okay? Begonias in the shade, but they can take heat. They're tropical plants. Black-eyed Susan vine, blue days, butterfly weed, bush daisies, cat whiskers, chrysanthemums. We can start planting chrysanthemums now. Coleuses, what a great plant for shade gardening and even some filtered morning sunlight areas. Coleuses are the tops. Coreopsis and Chrysandra, fire spikes and garas, whirling butterflies are wonderful. They love the heat. Golden globes and heliconias. Just was in a yard this week that had heliconias blooming its little heart out. They were gorgeous and they were not stressed at all. Jacobinias, impatiens. Now, New Guinea impatiens can take full sun, but only morning sun. Okay, you don't want them in the heat of the day. And if it's going to be this extremely hot, then you're going to want to make sure they're getting watered every couple of days. All right. And then also lantana and marigolds, melampodiums and moonflowers. You can still be planting moonflowers right now. Pentas. Butterfly loves pentas. I love the red penta. That to me is my favorite. Periwinkle and porterweed, portulaca and purslane. Did you know you could eat purslane that's not been sprayed? If you grow it organically, purslane has more omega-3 vitamins in their leaves than you can buy in the capsules.
Oh, shut up. Really?
No, yeah.
Okay.
So you can put them right on your salad, purslane. Salvias and Stokes asters, sunflowers and terrenias and zinnias can all be planted right now. Gladiolus can still be planted right now. Of course, all of your bulbs, agapanthus and amaryllis, bulbines and cannas and crinums and daylilies. So now if you have leaf rollers in your cannas, this month you're going to start seeing them getting eaten and you're going to see these little circles across your leaves. And, you know, if it's rolled up, go ahead and squish it and kill that leaf roller. But if they've eaten too much of your canna lily and they look bad, then go ahead and cut your canna lily down to the ground and it's going to recover and grow back during the wintertime. This is a perfect time to do it. If you're going on vacation, it's a perfect time to cut your plants. So it looks much better when you come back. But go ahead and cut your cannas down to the ground and remove those leaf rollers. Let's go to Sue in North Venice. I planted two crowns of thorns 3 years ago in direct sun. One started to lose blooms, now no blooms, and black stems drooping down. I'm going to tell you it's probably too much water, Sue, okay? Euphorbias, crown of thorns are euphorbias. They're very drought tolerant. They are succulents. They do not like to have water, okay? So they need full sun and, you know, just I would say water once a month. If you're getting a lot of irrigation on it or a lot of rainfall, it's going to turn a little, you know, it's going to rot. So try to see where it's getting the water. And so 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680 and we'll take your message. So we want to thank all the texters right now. We love getting all these messages. We're going to be back with more Better Lawns and Gardens this Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and Lizzie and I are here waiting for your phone calls, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. We would love to have you go to our Facebook page. You can see on there the record of how many degrees or how many days Florida's had 100 degree temperatures. You can also see all of our posts and some of the fun things that we do. And we'd love for you to like the page and give us 5 stars. That would be great. And then also too, give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. Let's go to Michael in Melbourne. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, and I'm glad you're back, and I'm glad you're feeling good. I was talking to Lizzie, and I told her that mine was too small, but since you said that I needed to go out, and I've been waiting for it to get bigger, but it's yellow now, and so this morning I'm going to go out and turn it, get it, take it off.
Oh, the pineapple?
It's taken so long, and I just can't believe that it's maybe half the size of the ones you get in the store.
Uh-huh.
So... but they taste good, but it's just I can't get them to get.
Okay, so is it in full sun?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and how often do you fertilize it?
Probably maybe 6-7 times a year. About twice what I do my
really?
Citrus trees. Yeah.
And so what are you fertilizing them with?
Miracle-Gro liquid. They're in pots, you know.
Yeah, I would probably go to a granular fertilizer, okay, slow release, and make sure you're getting micronutrients in it. Okay.
Micros. Okay.
Micronutrients. Yeah. Use the granules. Okay.
Okay. And one more quick question. My mangoes this year, a lot of people have had great years. Mine's been terrible, but all of my mangoes, whether they're close to getting ripe or whether they're still on the tree, have a black line coming down them that looks like pitch, and it's real dark black. And then I leave it on, and I leave the mango on until it's just about ready to come off. And then when I pull them and touch the pitch, it's like it's rough. And I thought, well, it's some discoloration. I took it out of the sink and washed it off, and it's still there. And I've never had that before, and I have no idea what that is.
Huh. I'm interested in seeing what it looks like. If next time it happens, or if you could take a picture of one and send it to me, that would be great.
Oh, I could do that very easily.
Okay,
yeah.
Easily. Okay, yeah. So send it to teresa.watkins@live.com, and that'll be great. It could be fungal issues, disease issues, and from all the rain. So let me look at it, make sure what it is. And
I just can't, if it was fungal or disease and stuff, wouldn't it be around the whole fruit instead of like one column? Look like a waterfall on the fruit, just a small. Yeah, okay.
Well, no, and that could still be that could still be a disease issue, Michael. Send me a picture.
Okay,
that would be great.
Thank you, and I'm glad you're back.
Thank you.
Good.
All right, thank you, Michael. I appreciate it. Let's go to Jerry in Citrus County. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Well, fine. Thank you, Teresa. I'm glad to hear it on the radio.
Thank you so much.
And I have a question about the pomegranate. I have a small one. It's about a foot or so high. It was in a pot, and I planted it out and watered it and got it, in rich soil.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it would grow, but it seems to show the effects of high heat. Am I doing something wrong?
But you said it's in a container. It's not in the ground, right?
No, it's in the ground. About a month ago, I taken it out of the container and put it in the ground.
Okay. So when you put it in the ground, did you put fertilizer in the hole, Jerry?
No.
No, you didn't fertilize it at all?
No. I felt it was too small.
Okay, good. Okay.
I just used a rich soil with some black cow mixed in it.
Okay. It just may be the heat is just extremely hot this year. And so give it some chance. You'll probably see some growth coming out of it in the fall. So give it a little bit of leeway here, a little bit of patience, because it is hot. And it may just be saying, I'm not doing anything until it gets cooler. Just like Lizzie.
She's got jokes this morning.
On there. Because there is a little damage on the margin of the leaves, sort of a little brownish.
Okay, so it could be a little bit of burn. I would just make sure you water it real well, and if it's in full sun, just give it a little bit of time.
Yes.
Okay.
I will.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. Great question. Let's go to Reggie in Melbourne. Good morning, Reggie. How can I help you?
Hi, Teresa. I picked up 6 or 7 packets of seeds for peppers and I think onions.
Uh-huh.
One for onions. 6 or 7 peppers. I have not done seeds in a long time, and I read the instructions with a magnifying glass because they're so hard to
they
read.
They are. I was thinking that yesterday.
It said to plant them indoors for like 6 to 8 weeks. Is that correct?
No. Where did you get these seeds from?
A thrift shop, but it was like hundreds of packets. I don't know if there's dates on them, but it said do 6 to 8 weeks indoors and then transplant, like, I don't know. It just didn't make
okay,
any sense.
Okay, so it sounds like there's a northern seeds and they're just talking about spring and getting ready for the springtime. And so they're saying you can start them earlier indoors where they have snow or, you know, really cold temperatures. So, no, you can go ahead and plant these outside, whatever it is, peppers and onions. You can plant right out in the full sun right now.
All right. Any special tips? Because one of them said to put it in with a growing helper or something, and I've just got very good top potting soil, and I was hoping that was good enough.
Very good potting soil. I just don't want it to be too wet, and I want it to be kind of friable. I kind of want it to be loose and airy. Okay, so if it's loose and airy, and you can put your fingers through it, and it kind of just trickles through your fingers, that's fine. Okay, and you don't want to plant too deep. You know, about a half an inch. Quarter of an inch, depending on which ones, but the onions can be about a half an inch to an inch deep.
These said quarter inches, but they did have transplanting. Or this is the time of year for Florida for peppers, at least the 3 or 4 that I glanced at this morning.
Yes, so. Yeah, this morning, yeah, or this fall, yeah. You can go ahead and start them right now. That's fine.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Reggie.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Let us know how you do. I thought he was going to talk about pineapples. Did we talk about pineapples? We're going to be right back with more Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a landscaper. I'm a horticulturist, a designer, a garden author. I love to help people with their plants. And we've got about another 15 minutes, Lizzie,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And they can give us a call, just like Walter did. How is Walter?
Walter's doing good. His question, he's from the Space Coast. He wanted to know, why can we not top or chop onions, like the tops or the bottoms, and grow them like we do pineapples, since we've been talking about pineapples?
We certainly can do that. You cut off the bottom of an onion and go ahead and put it in the ground. It will grow a new onion. Scallions, you can grow new onions. You can do it with lettuce. If you have lettuce in the garden, you can go ahead and cut it all off, cut the leaves off, use them, and keep them growing in the garden. Celery, you can do it with. You can cut off the bottom of a celery that has a little bit of roots there and put it in the ground and grow them. You can stick potatoes in the ground and, you know, with the little eyes, you can just, you know, chop them up and quarter them, or even, you know, dice them up with the little eyes and put them in the ground. And if with the eyes and the little roots coming out, they will grow. That's how we used to do it.
That is good to know.
So Walter can grow all of that.
Oh, and can I warn people? Okay, so my grapes finally, actually I grew grapes. Okay, that's kind of crazy, right? So that was awesome. However, just a warning, if you grow grapes, they are not seedless. They have seeds in them, and I chomped down so hard, all excited about it, and I'm just like, oh, these are not from the grocery store. Very good, very sweet. And I'm going to make some jelly out of them.
Oh, but so did you grow the muscadines?
No, they're in the process. These are actually real grapes, like the ones that you see, like in what is it, yeah, like the movies where they hold them over your head, yeah, and you eat them. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's, wow. Yeah. So no, I'm excited. Muscadines,
but they were
are
not
out.
Seedless.
They are. If you grow them at home, they are not seedless. Just a heads up.
Things you learn from Lizzie about gardening.
Things that you wish you didn't hear. Hashtag Lizzie said what?
No. Well, I tell you, I just love learning about gardening, and I love teaching it. But, it, you know, a lot of it is good common sense. You know, not, you know, just to be consistent, not overdoing it. Right now, if you want to take a break from gardening, go ahead. But manage, take care of the weeds. Do not let the weeds get out of control right now. You will regret it all fall and next spring. It will be a real pain. So, you know, don't let leaves or weeds get out of control.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's important. Okay, so now house plants and indoor plants. I don't know who I was talking to this week. And I said, oh, look at that house plant. There you go. We should just put it in the ground here in the shade. And they said, will it grow outdoors? And I said, you know, just thinking, well, all plants grow outdoors someplace in the world.
Yes.
You know, they didn't all start on the inside of the house.
But that's good to know. That's one of those things.
So I think I'm going, yeah, it will grow outside, but you got to have it in the right place.
There
so
you go.
If it's an indoor plant, especially for zones, if it's going to freeze, tropical plants, you know, do not grow outdoors all year round. You can put them outdoors, but they will freeze if you're in the Orlando area. We're subtropical here. So what can you be doing for your plants, though, if they're indoors? Well, one is make sure you're not overwatering them. And then, two, because when you overwater them, you get those little gnats. And those gnats are very annoying. And you can just touch the plant and the gnats all fly around. You can get those mosquito bits and put them on that Summit Responsible Solution mosquito bits and use them on your indoor plants, and you will stop the gnats, the fungal gnats. And so, but you could also wash the leaves. Just take a damp cloth, and you don't have to spray anything on the plant. Okay, you don't have to put oil on it. You don't have to put any kind of lotion on it. Just take a clean face cloth that is damp and wipe the dust off the leaves. Because that's going to, you know, clog up the pores for the plants. Check to see if it's root bound. If it's not growing well and turning brown, or you have to water it a lot, it's drying out very quickly, take the plant out of the pot, cut a third of the soil, the roots off, put new soil back in the pot, and you can grow that plant in that pot for years. Okay? You do not need to keep growing them and putting them in new pots and bigger pots. They can stay in that same pot. Also, too, you want to make sure when you're cleaning it that you're checking for scales and mites and mealy bugs. And if you see those, you do need to use an oil soap product, a soap, horticultural soap or horticultural oil on it. Follow the instructions. This is a time that you can go ahead and fertilize your indoor plants, too, as well. And then also, move them around. Turn them around so that they get sunlight. You don't want them facing the same direction all the time. So if you see the plants leaning over, you know, and just go ahead and turn it around so that that side gets a rainfall too. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. We can take a few more phone calls and a few more text messages. That would be great. You can go to our Facebook page. I'll be posting the Art and Bloom Garden Tours photos, and I've got a couple of videos from some of our attendees. Beautiful photos. You can also see on my Facebook page, Teresa Watkins FL. You can follow me there. You can see the gorgeous house of Mr. and Mrs. Coyne, and look at the roof. The roof is rolling curved shingles and round shingles, and it is the most amazing house. You have to see the cover photo on my Facebook page, Teresa Watkins FL. If you'd like to find out more about our tours, we are having some great ones coming up. We're going to be going to Scotland this month, and then the Hudson River Valley next month. And then 2026 is going to be a wonderful year for traveling and lots of great trips there. ArtandBloomGardenTours.com. ArtandBloomGardenTours.com. And so right now, again, this week, you want to just stay out of the heat, the extreme heat. You do not need to be doing anything. You can be, if you want to go out in the early morning or later in the evening after the rainfall, and just check your plants, look at them, walk your yard on a regular basis. I can't stress that enough, how important it is to know what your plants look like when they're healthy so that you can catch a problem before it becomes a major problem and costs a lot of money or your plants die. Quite often I get asked, well, why did my plant die? And I can't tell you why, because I don't know. I didn't see it when it was alive. I didn't see what was happening when it was declining. It's just dead now. It's all brown. Can't really tell anything from that. Catch your problems before it's a major problem. You can always email me, teresa.watkins@live.com, or you can call the show. You can go and send me on my website, which is she-consulting.com. She, S-H-E, hyphen, consulting.com. You can send me email from there and send me photographs there. You can also go onto betterlawns.com and send email. And we can help them out, Lizzie.
Yes, definitely. And if you think of something like over the week or weekend, don't wait until next Saturday to text us. Just go ahead and text it during the week. And that way I'm here 6 days a week, so I can always send it.
You can forward it to me, mm-hmm. and we can help them out right away. Yes. Do want to appreciate, I'm just grateful for everyone's patience. You know, I am busy, but I love helping with the questions. I just love that.
Yes, definitely. And then next week, we have some special guests that are going to be covering.
We do. I will be in Scotland next week. This is my second to last tour. We'll be in Scotland having a wonderful garden time. Tom McCubbin is going to be back. I'm so happy. He is the host emeritus. He is the best host. And he will be back along with our good friend, Dr. Gary Bachman, yes. Katie Bachman, they will be down. They'll yes. be guests, and he gets to enjoy Gary and Katie while I'm gone. So I am really bummed about that. But we'll see Gary again in October.
Yes, I was going to say. And that will be good. Yes.
And so they're going to have a great time, and Tom has some really great guests coming on. So I do appreciate him covering for me when I'm gone. It's a lot of fun to have him here, and I love doing the show with him. But I'm going to be jealous of just all the fun you and Gary and Tom will be having.
Don't worry, we'll record it and rub it in.
I am going to be listening. I will tell you that, and I would love doing that. So if you missed any of the shows, you can go back onto iHeartRadio, mm-hmm. and you can hear the back shows.
Yep, or betterlawns.com is usually probably one of the best ones, too, is to catch us. Go to betterlawns.com, and you can go back and catch them all.
And you can listen to it 24/7 anytime that you're exercising or working out in the yard. You don't have to do it just on Saturday mornings.
Yes.
But we would love to go ahead and get more of our listeners going to our Facebook page and liking it and giving us 5 stars. We really would love to do that. And so I appreciate everyone who's done that so far. And we love making new friends.
Yes.
We had a lot of Better Lawns and Gardens listeners go on our trip. So we enjoy doing that. We enjoy meeting everyone and appreciate it. So we will be back. Better Lawns and Gardens will be back next week. I'll be in Scotland, but Tom and Dr. Bachman will be here. Appreciate that. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, thank you, Lizzie, for producing the show. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.